Hi, and welcome to Vibrant Health. Today, my guest is Michelle Wing, and she is the founder and executive director of It's Yoga Kids, located in San Francisco. She has dedicated herself to nurturing development, health, and well-being of children of all ages and abilities through yoga and infant massage. She's also a classically trained ballerina from the age of 7, and she trained and taught movement to children for 8 years and danced professionally for Walt Disney World, Florida, and the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line. She has a marketing degree from Arizona State, and she did work in corporate America in sales and marketing with Microsoft, but she left that to create It's Yoga Kids. Michelle and her husband, Rich, have been married and living in San Francisco for over 20 years, and they have 2 children, Kate, 13, and Jack, 10. Michelle is also the author of Kid Moves, a 3-book early reading series for babies, toddlers, preschoolers that offer fun, active moves for developing bodies and brains. Michelle, welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
So, Michelle, I'm really curious. How did you go from classically trained ballet dancer to teaching kids yoga?
Over many, many years. So I was obviously a dancer in my youth, and I loved dancing. I thought I was going to be a ballerina forever until my parents told me I was going to business school. and so I was a ballerina with a business degree. I started pursuing, some dance professionally. I was on my way to Broadway when I actually met my husband in the Caribbean, and we moved to San Francisco. So that was actually the first time now as a 23-year-old that I did not have a regular dance regimen as part of my life. Prior to that, I had started teaching kids when I was 10 years old myself, and I was either training or performing. So that was my life. And then I was in San Francisco, and I kind of used the business degree to get into a sales and marketing position in the corporate world. So it was the first time I had to ask myself the question, what am I going to do with my body? Like, this was a totally different way of being for me. And so that's actually when I discovered adult yoga. So I discovered adult yoga in 1991, which is pretty early from the wave of yoga that is now. And I knew from that first experience that yoga would be part of my life for forever. It really turned me inside out, literally, actually. And so that was a very positive experience, and I continued that until I became a mother, and took my daughter to mom and baby yoga, like a lot of people do, and then she started crawling, and we got kicked out of class.
Oh, no.
No crawling babies in mom and baby yoga. So I was like, well, that just doesn't seem right, but I can't do yoga just because she's moving. And so I started practicing yoga at home, and as part of my practice at home, my daughter, who was then 18 months old, started to model me. And she was doing her version of the full form of yoga that I was practicing at home. And I was like, wow, you can do that? That's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And she was doing it appropriately for her body, age-appropriate movement, without any kind of, teaching or modification. She would just simply modify for her own body, and she did it perfectly. Which started to get me wondering, like, wow, do kids do yoga? And that was the beginning of the business question. Do kids do yoga? And if not, why not? Because it seems that they are born to do it. And that's what took me on a 3-year research and development binge, I'll call it, of really investigating why should kids do yoga, or why shouldn't they do yoga? And that's how we came up with our curriculum.
Wow. So then can kids do yoga? Can they really do this?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're born to do it. So you mentioned the Kid Moves books, and what I noticed, so my research started with those first 3 years, and then we opened a studio in 2006. So this is our 10th year of teaching yoga to kids.
Wow.
at first, we didn't know, really. I mean, we just thought that we could do it, and we had to prove it. And that took us about took us about 3 years to figure out how each age was different and how the yoga was going to work for them and what we needed to do to reach them and what we could expect from children developmentally at certain ages. And so there were a lot of things that we had to uncover. And now I can say with a great deal of confidence and certainty that absolutely yes, kids are meant to do yoga. In fact, their developmental milestones as babies happen to all be yoga poses. The path to walking is yoga. So yeah, they can do it. They like doing it. It's something that they are successful at. And yet it's challenging enough to grow with them. So it truly does work for every age and every ability.
Well, when you say every age, when does a baby start yoga? Is it when they're a baby and you put them on the mat with you and you're doing downward? I remember I did the mommy and baby yoga class too, and we'd do downward dog and the baby would be, you know, underneath of us. And I have pictures of my son climbing up my legs while I'm doing downward dog, you know. It was kind of like mommy's jungle gym, but he was also playing on the mat with me. And then, you know, very early on, he got his own mat. So, like, at what age do kids really do yoga?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So at our studio, we have classes for infants to teenagers. The youngest babies we see are about 6 to 8 weeks old.
Wow.
And that is where we are doing developmentally appropriate movement for the baby. So the mom, the dad, the caregiver is actually moving baby's body parts, you know, in certain age-appropriate and safe poses, helping baby learn to roll over, helping baby, you know, learn to stand on one foot and make a tree pose with support, you know, helping baby to sit up. All the same things that parents are probably already doing with their kids at home, but just in the context of yoga. And we also wrap that up with a massage segment in that class. So as early as, you know, newborn, as soon as they start crawling is actually when they can do yoga on their own, you know. Actually, even earlier, 4 months, 4 to 6 months, when babies find their feet. I mean, there's a whole yoga pose called Happy Baby Pose. It's because it's what babies do naturally. So there are poses prior to that. Oftentimes when children put their hands and feet on the floor, it's a downward facing dog. They're getting ready to stand up independently. And then taking that first step, of course, requires balance, which for us would be like a tree pose. So everything that we're doing is just, you know, complementing their typical development. And then the most impressionable age is that young toddler. So crawling, the crawler to the young walker all the way up to 2 years old, it is fascinating to see them click with the songs that we sing and the yoga movement that we're doing and the books that we use, and then they want to pull it off the shelf and they want to show all their moves. They're very proud of themselves, and parents are kind of blown away because you're thinking, are they really doing this? And the answer is yes, they really are.
Oh, that is fantastic. But when you've got a bunch of kids in a class and you're trying to do yoga, how do you get them all to sit still?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So our form of yoga is the spirit of my training and my background in yoga is Ashtanga, which is a very fluid form of yoga, a vigorous, one might say, form of yoga. So for children, we kind of take the spirit of that movement, of the movement that they already have. We know that they're just loaded with energy that, you know, we have to compete with, actually. And what we do is we channel it. We help them learn to channel the movement so that we can get to a place of stillness. So it is a practice, and that's also true to yoga. It's a practice. we can't expect children to come and know how to sit still, you know, in the first class. You can't expect your child to learn how to swim on the first lesson.
Right.
So exposure is different than practice and consistency. Over time, these children, our kids, at It's Yoga Kids, do know how to sit mindfully. They do know how to be in the yoga poses and pay attention to what's happening inside their body as well as outside of their bodies. And that's a process.
Yeah, I bet it is. And it's probably really helpful too, because then they can translate it and take it home into the home and be still, or when it's really appropriate at home, or maybe if mom and dad are doing yoga, they can all join in together, which is really a lovely practice. But many people are probably thinking, why should kids even do yoga?
Yeah, or parents and families. Why should kids do? What's the benefit? So the reason kids do yoga is actually the same reasons adults do yoga. Those primary reasons are generally to get strength in their bodies, to become more flexible, or to learn how to relax. Those are the top three reasons that an adult would do yoga. And frankly, it's no different for kids. I would include for kids better balance and coordination. It increases their confidence. Yoga is one of the few activities that exists that is not competitive. Mm. And so that is a big deal. We are setting up kids to be their own personal best. And it's not about what somebody else's best looks like. It's about what your best looks like. And that translates to everything. That translates to the school experience, academically, socially, emotionally. And so, there's a great list on our website of the benefits of yoga for kids that you're, welcome to investigate. A lot of people are looking for, these physical, mental kind of benefits. For me, I teach yoga to kids for two reasons now. If I can teach them self-regulation, how to manage their energy up or down, that is a life skill. And I think it's an important life skill, especially with all of the technology that we're facing and the effects of that technology on the human body and brain. I actually think that yoga is not, right now it's kind of a luxury, or a novelty. I actually think it's going to be a necessity in the years to come. I don't think we're going to manage or be able to manage technology without having a counterbalance. So that's number one. The number two reason I teach yoga to kids is because if I can teach them how to love themselves for who they are, then they don't have to do a bunch of stupid things for other people's love later on.
Yeah, that's so true.
So we can set a foundation for a child, to deeply know who they are, to discover who they are, and to know that they are loved, if by no one else but themselves. I think that is a huge gift.
Oh, that's an amazing gift. And I also think your point about technology is well taken, because who doesn't see, even now, a baby in a stroller walking down the street with an iPhone in their hand, playing on something while the mom's talking on the phone and walking down the street? I mean, we just have technology. It's just at our fingertips, and kids are kind of born wired differently. So it is so imperative that parents can find a way to balance that overload and overwhelm of electronics with something that's very balancing and quieting and really nurturing for the self and the body and the mind, the mind, body, and spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Now, you mentioned your website. What is that website if people want to look at the benefits of yoga for children?
Oh, yeah. Our website is itsyogakids.com, itsyogakids.com. And the benefits are listed on the news page of our website. So you would click on news, and you can page down, and you'll see a complete list of body, mind, and soul benefits for children doing yoga.
That is wonderful. I'm going to have to get a link on that too, and I'll put it on my website so people can easily see it. And then I had another question. So I do have a lot of listeners that aren't right in San Francisco who possibly, they wouldn't be able to go to your class. What is another way for, do you have any other suggestions for them of how they can start integrating yoga into their family life if they don't have access to someone like you?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question. So, a couple of thoughts. If you have a child that's in the 0 to 5 year old range, I would suggest getting the Kid Moves book series. It's a 3 book series. They're board books, very simple. The kind of books that you see on the shelf already in the library or at the bookstore where, there's a picture of a truck and there's the word that says truck. In our case, this would be a picture of the dog, and then there's a picture of a child doing the move down dog, and some directions on the page. And these are moves that parents and children or caregivers and children can do together. I cannot tell you how many times I have parents come and say to me, "That is my child's favorite book." They pull it off the shelf every night. And the sequence is actually one that helps burn a little bit of energy and settle a child down so that they can go to sleep, which is just a nice routine. The last pose that we generally do in yoga is called Shavasana. And the kids' version of Shavasana is called floating on a cloud. And so when we put our kids in bed and we say, "Now it's time for your cloud ride, you're going to be nice and safe," and you give them a little pat, from shoulder to fingertip and from hip to toe to ground them in that space, they're ready to close their eyes and start, their nighttime floating adventure for whatever that means. For some, it'll be exciting. For others, we'll want to make sure it's really soothing and safe, right? It depends on what kind of child you have, and what energy that might bring up for them. So I would get the books, I think, and those are on Amazon.com or at kmoves.com. So the letter K for kid, MOVES.com. You can order those books. For kids 5 and up, I think that a lot of channels now are, depending on your cable provider, have, yoga for adults actually. And you might want to just put that on in your living room, and the adults could do yoga and the kids are going to follow along. And if everybody's listening to the instructor, you'll hopefully be making, the right moves for your body to be safe in your body. I do find that generally children don't put themselves in compromising positions unless they're being competitive. So if you want to set up an environment that's not competitive, but that's more collaborative, like, "Hey, let's do this together and let's see what this looks like for you and let's see what it looks like for me," so I might just suggest, the television in terms of on any on-demand kind of fitness classes, or of course the computer. I'm sure YouTube has a slew of either kids yoga specific or family yoga material that might be available.
Oh, that's a
And I
great.
would say the third thought, yeah, and I have one other thought. The third thought I have about that is we actually teach adults how to teach yoga to kids at our studio. So we actually have a training program where we are teaching classroom educators or other pediatric professionals, parents, and yoga teachers who see the value of yoga for children. And they want to know how to teach safely and effectively. And we certify people how to do that. So we do have people who travel to us from all over. And, we also do travel on occasion throughout the world, actually. I teach the training in China every summer. And it is being taught in Europe now, in Italy, and probably will continue that path because, our goal is that everyone has access and exposure to yoga for children.
Wow, that's great. That's three great ways that people can access yoga and get some information from you, and also possibly, you're right. There's so many things on YouTube. I'm going to have to look it up myself to see if, you know, something age appropriate from my son. And I love the idea of the books that you've done as well, because parents could do it with their kids and they can relax at night too. I can't tell you, as an acupuncturist and a health coach, how many people I have coming to me who don't sleep well. And that's something that they can do with their kids so that they both can wind down and get on their cloud and go to sleep at night with a nice calm mind. That's just wonderful. Well, yeah. Michelle, that's great. That's great information. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would like to say that it's fun. I mean, I think the first thing that we knew when we were creating the curriculum is that if this experience isn't enjoyable, nobody's going to come.
Right.
And so our whole philosophy is that this is healthy fun. It's healthy fun. And so that's really the lens in which we are looking for everything that we do. Is this good for you? And is it enjoyable? And yes, there are challenging moments, and we actually call those out, and we actually offer them as a choice. If you're looking for a challenge move, let's try this. And so the attitude in which we approach challenge is one that creates an opportunity for children to want to accept the challenge as opposed to fear it. And this is yet another skill that I think translates into the rest of their lives. Are you willing to tackle that challenge, or are you going to move away from that challenge? You know, and I think that when we set the foundation for safety and curiosity, that we enable children to explore in a way that really works for them and is not fear-based.
Oh, that's great. Now, if people are in the San Francisco area, do they just drop into your studio, or what's the process?
I think the best point of entry, depends on what your goal is, but I would say the best point of entry would be to drop into a family class. And our family classes are on Sunday mornings. I'm for the churchgoers, that is difficult, which makes me sad. It seems that we're able to compete with church, but we're not able to compete with sports, and most sports happen on Saturdays. So
right.
Unfortunately, we offer the classes on Sunday mornings for families. And that is the best way to just get a little snapshot, a little experience. From there, depending on the age of your child, you can, decide what the best path is. We have classes for teenagers. We have classes for ages 3 and up on their own. And then for ages 3 and under, it would always be with an adult. So, but we have lots of, nannies and caregivers and working parents who are finding time for yoga in their schedules because they believe in it.
Oh, that's great. And can you tell us one more time, what is your website where they can find out information about you and your programs?
Oh, yeah. It's called itsyogakids.com. So it's itsyogakids.com.
Wonderful. Michelle, thank you so much for today. I really appreciate your time, and that was really great information.
Well, thank you so much for thinking of us and for the invitation.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.